But Cousin Zundel, what does this have to do with the programs?
Oh, Yelly, the word is pogroms, pogroms. And I was just getting to that part. You see, one night while Papa was wiping off some tables in the shop, he overheard a conversation between a group of drunken peasants.
Hey, comrades, listen up. Right now, I'm in the mood...
Oh, Miklash! Very good. Yes, I can also use some food.
No, you fool. I am talking about having some fun.
That sounds good. I'll have some bologna on a bun.
No, listen to me, you drunken bunch.
Hey, you hear that? Miklash is treating us to lunch.
No, my tipsy friends. There is a riot I want to incite.
Oh, of course. And the mayonnaise, I'll have it light.
No, I mean to go and abuse.
Sure thing. I'll also take a cup of juice.
No, listen to me, you drunken men. I say the time has come to terrorize.
Of course. And don't forget the fries.
I say it's time again for us to act a little insane.
My bun? Well, if there's no whole wheat, just give me plain.
Oh, you fool, stop this. It's getting ridiculous.
Did you just say that they're out of pickles?
Let me try to explain it like this. Our swords are getting rusty. Our pitchforks are getting dusty.
Yes, of course. Toast my bun until it's crusty.
No. Forget about your bun. I'm talking about a pogrom. A pogrom.
A pogrom?
Yes, a pogrom. A pogrom against the Jews of Kretschmir. Just like in the good old days, when we used to run through the streets, lighting their homes on fire, tearing down their doors, ransacking their shops, and running off with all their money.
A pogrom! A pogrom!
And let's get my money!
Gosh, Cousin Zundel, your papa must have been scared silly. What did he do?
Well, Ellie, this time Papa was prepared for something like this. That night, after the workday was over, he gathered all his belongings in a sack, closed up the shop, and ran home as fast as he possibly could.